Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Mike and Kim Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, and we just welcome you here. We're happy to have you join us.
This reminder that Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, also rodeo standings, as well as cattle health. Since 1963, they've established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support of the publication's stockmen and agribusinesses and their customer base. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
You want to look for a good time this summer? You need to stop in at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They have a huge building and they've got tons of things to check out. They've got collectibles, vintage treasure, antiques, craft items, pretty much all sorts of things. But so much of it is very unique, so you have to allow lots of time to shop. That's at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
Today I have a story about an old guy and a bucket of shrimp, and I'm not sure where this came from or who wrote this. I wish I did, because it's an amazing piece, and I think you'll be happy that we share it today. It happened every Friday evening, almost without fail, when the sun resembled a giant orange and was starting to dip into the blue ocean. Old Ed came strolling along the beach to his favorite pier. Clutched in his bony hand was a bucket of shrimp. Ed walks out to the end of the pier, where it seems he almost has the world to himself. The glow of the sun is a golden bronze now. Everybody's gone except for a few joggers on the beach. Standing out on the end of the pier, Ed is alone with his thoughts and his bucket of shrimp. Before long, however, he is no longer alone. Up on the sky, a thousand white dots came screeching and squawking, winging their way toward that lanky frame standing there on the end of the pier. Dozens of seagulls have enveloped him, their wings fluttering and flapping wildly. Ed stands there tossing shrimp to the hungry birds. As he does, if you listen closely, you can hear him say with a smile, "Thank you, thank you." In a few short minutes, the bucket is empty, but Ed doesn't leave. He stands there, lost in thought, as though transported to another time and place. When he finally turns around and begins to walk back toward the beach, a few of the birds hop along the pier with him until he gets to the stairs, and then they, too, will fly away. And old Ed quietly makes his way down to the end of the beach and on home. If you were sitting there on the pier with your fishing line in the water, Ed might seem like a funny old duck, as my dad used to say. Or to onlookers, he's just another old codger lost in his own weird world, feeding the seagulls with a bucket full of shrimp. To the onlooker, rituals can look either very strange or very empty. They can seem altogether unimportant, maybe even a lot of nonsense. That's too bad. Those folks would do well to remember him better. His full name, Eddie Rickenbacker. He was a famous hero in World War I, and then in World War II. On one of his flying missions across the Pacific, he and his 7-member crew went down. Miraculously, all of the men survived, crawled out of their plane, and climbed into a life raft. Captain Rickenbacker and his crew floated for days on the rough waters. They fought the sun, they fought the sharks, most of all, they fought hunger and thirst. The men adrift needed a miracle. That afternoon, they had a simple devotional service and prayed for a miracle. They tried to nap. Eddie leaned back and pulled his military cap over his nose. Time dragged on. Suddenly, Eddie felt something land on the top of his cap. It was a seagull. Old Ed would later describe how he sat perfectly still, planning his next move. With a flash of his hand and a squawk from the gull, he managed to grab and wring its neck. He tore the feathers off, and he and his starving crew made a meal of it. A very slight meal for 8 men. Then they used the intestines for bait. With it, they caught fish, which gave them food and more bait, and the cycle continued. With that simple survival technique, they survived 24 days at sea. Eddie Rickenbacker lived many years beyond that ordeal, but he never forgot the sacrifice of that first life-saving seagull, and he never stopped saying thank you. That's why almost every Friday night, he would walk to the end of the pier with a bucket full of shrimp and a heart full of gratitude. Eddie Rickenbacker was the founder of Eastern Airlines. Before World War I, he was a race car driver. In World War I, he was a pilot and became America's first ace. In World War II, he was an instructor and military advisor, and he flew missions with the combat pilots. Eddie Rickenbacker is a true American hero. And now you know another story about the trials and sacrifices that brave men have endured for your freedom. As you can see, I choose to pass this on. It is a great story that many don't know. You've got to be careful with old guys. You never know what they've done during their lifetime. And that's the good stuff.